This is Deborah. Today is December 17th, my oldest son's birthday. And I thank the Lord for him. You know, I'm believing God to do a turnaround in my children and my grandchildren's life. They're such a blessing to me. My song today is, I will bless thee, O Lord. I will bless thee, O Lord, with a heart of thanksgiving. I will bless thee, O Lord, with my hands lifted up and my mouth filled with praise. With a heart of thanksgiving, I will bless thee, O Lord. I will bless thee, O Lord. I will bless thee, O Lord. With a heart of thanksgiving, I will bless thee, O Lord. Today's topic is going to be a two-part topic. It's called hearing and listening. Are you hearing or are you listening? There's a difference between the two. Hearing, it is a temporary feelings. Come in one ear and out the other. Listening, it brings about action to what you heard. James 1:9 says, let the brother of low degree rejoice in that he is exalted, but the rich in that he is made low, because of the flower of the grass he shall pass. Be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. Verse 22 and 23 say, be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves, your own selves. But if any be a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in the glass. And he beholdeth himself and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. That we are supposed to be a swift hearer. That means quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. Wrath means anger. That is a listener. Matthew 8:14. Matthew 8. Matthew 8:14 and 15. Sorry. There's pause. It says, and when Jesus was come into Peter's house, he saw his wife laying there, laid and sick of the fever. And he touched her hands, and her fever left her, and she arose and ministered unto them.
Did I write that?
Matthew 11:15. And he that has an ear to hear, let him hear. For whereunto shall I liken this generation? It is like unto children sitting in the market and calling unto their fellow, and saying, we have piped unto you, and ye have not danced. We have moaned unto you, and ye have not lamented. Okay. We walk according to the way and the directions the Holy Spirit, which is of God and a part of God, does lead us. Okay, the story of disobedience about Saul. You hear but you are not listening. And that is an unhealthy, and that second part is unhealthy relationships. Saul disobedience to instruction the Lord told him. He halfway did it. He didn't totally do what the Lord told him to do. And he thought that was honorable. But when you hear instruction and directions of what to do, complete it, because that's when the blessing appears, when you are obedient to what the Word and the Holy Spirit says. Now in 1 Samuel 15:17-26, and Saul said, they have brought them from the Amalekites, for the people spared the best of the sheep and of the oxen to sacrifice unto the Lord thy God, and the rest we have utterly destroyed. Then Samuel said unto Saul, stay, and I will tell thee what the Lord has said to me this night. And he said unto him, say on. And Samuel said, when thou was little in thy own sight, wast thou not made the head of the tribes of Israel? And the Lord anointed thee king over Israel. And the Lord set thee on a journey and said, go and utterly destroy the sinners, the Amalekites, and fight against them until they be consumed. Consumed means dead. Finish. Wherefore then didst thou not obey the voice of the Lord, but didst fly upon the spoils and didst evil in the sight of the Lord? And Saul said unto Samuel, yea, I have obeyed the voice of the Lord, and have gone the way which the Lord sent me, and have brought Agag, the king of Amalekite, and have utterly destroyed the Amalekites. But the people took the spoil, and the sheep, and the oxen, and the chief, and all things which should have been utterly destroyed to sacrifice unto the Lord thy God in Gilgal. And Samuel said, hath the Lord as great delight in burnt offering and sacrifice as in obedience to the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than of the fat of lamb. See, when you obey, you don't know what you don't know what the blessing is going to be. But when you disobey, there's a sacrifice you're making for disobedience. For rebellion is of sin and of witchcraft, and the stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, he has also rejected thee from being king. And Saul said unto Samuel, I have sinned, for I have transgressed the commandments of the Lord, thy words, because I feared the people and obeyed their voice. Now therefore I pray thee, pardon my sin and turn again with me, that I may worship the Lord. And Samuel said unto Saul, I will not return with thee, for thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, and the Lord has rejected thee from being king over Israel. Okay, see, he didn't know his disobedience was going to cause him not to be king of Israel anymore. The Lord told him to destroy all the Amalekites, but instead they destroyed all but that which was good to give it as a sacrifice to the Lord and save the king. Are you kidding me? You rather sacrifice blessings in order to get a curse on your life? In order to get the wrong decisions in your life, in order for you not to prosper and be a victor in your life, all he had to do, the Lord told him, go and destroy all of it. He didn't say, listen to the people. He said, you're a king. And if you're a king, you got the authority to say, thus and so, and it shall be done. But because because you wanted to save some stuff. Hey, how you gonna give me such a sacrifice? I don't want that. You know, because I didn't tell you to do that. I told you to destroy them all. King, lambs, goats, everything. Just destroy them. Because God had a blessing in store for his people and for King Saul. And as the story goes on, Samuel had to go. And he had to get a ram's horn with oil and go anoint another king. And it was this family that had great men. And young people, young adults, teenagers, listen. When the Lord give you a word from anybody that is a woman or man of God, and especially if they give you instruction of what you need to do in your life, you need to take it, treasure it, obey it, and live it. Because we can paint the outside, we can put on makeup on the outside, we can dress up, we can put hat, heels, shoes, clothes, all that on the outside, but your inside be tore up from the floor up. So you need to be considerate, be swift to hear, be a listener, not just hear it and say, okay, and you know, I forgot it the next minute. But listen with your inner ears and let the Holy Spirit minister to you through the people and the woman and the man of God. Because we have been where you're getting ready to go. So, and then nothing is new under the sun. Nothing is new under the sun. Everything's going from generation to generation to generation. Because when you get the age that we are, you're going to be able to minister. You tell people that's younger than you, your children, your grandchildren, what you've been through. And you expect them to listen. So we have to listen. You can't be stubborn, rebellious, and mean and hateful. You got to love and you got to care about people. Not just certain ones, but all people. Because everybody has a story. And when you learn a person's story, you can understand that person. And God bless you. I love you all. And have sweet sleep tonight.